Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Wildcard Wednesday. Yeah, man, Wildcard Wednesday. Tim requested Lothar and the Hand People with Machines. Remember Lothar and the Hand People, Dan?
Nope.
Oh. I actually do remember Lothar and the Hand People. I don't know if I ever purchased any of their work, but I do remember Lothar and the Hand People. You kind of, I don't think you forget a band called Lothar and the Hand People if you've heard them. So, all right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How you doing? Hey, tomorrow morning, we've got a couple of great guests on the show Thursday. And Thursday is my last day before I vacay for a while. I will work tomorrow, but I'm off Friday and then all of next week. I had some vacation time coming, so I'm going to take it and spend it doing a lot of Halloween activities, like watching a lot of horror movies and just hanging out. So I got a shortened week. Tomorrow morning is my last day this week, but then I'll be back a week from Monday. I will be back. Anyway, I just want to let you know, tomorrow on the show, our old friend Rich Coes, better known as Sven Gulli, will join us. This is his busy time of year. It's October, and Sven Gulli is everywhere celebrating everything ghoulish and ghouly. And so we'll find out where he's going to be, where you can meet him, and where you can hang out and all that cool stuff, and what his schedule is going to be like. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the past shows he's had and some future shows that he's had. You can tune in every Saturday night at 9 Central on MeTV to watch Sven Gulli, and it's great. It's the best thing to do on a Saturday night. So there's that. And I'm incredibly excited. The very first editor of National Lampoon magazine and the guy responsible for a lot of National Lampoon albums and responsible for Lemmings, Tony Hendra, who is like one of my comedy heroes, an amazing writer and novelist. And you would probably best know him as Ian Faith, the Spinal Tap's manager with the cricket bat. That's probably how you best remember him. But they're both going to be on the show tomorrow morning, and those are two unbelievable guests that I'm very excited about. Of course, Rich Coes, Sven Gulli is awesome, and then one of the major contributors to National Lampoon. National Lampoon has a new album that's out. That's what he's going to talk about, and he's the force behind it, the creative force behind it. Truly one of my comedy heroes. Tony Hendra is going to join us tomorrow, Thursday morning. All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Hey, Esmeralda.
Yes.
Happy,
happy Halloween.
It's almost time.
That's
kids.
Right.
The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV.
Now you know that. You know that they had many of these, like, as a countdown. It would be like, 8 more days to Halloween, 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 8 more days to Halloween, and so on and so forth. Until that one, which is the one that they actually play on Halloween.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, I think they should have recorded all of them for the soundtrack. I have the soundtrack to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch here.
So people's heads would explode?
So they would do the countdown. I believe it starts at 8 in the movie. So there would be
a real long time.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that song, but ooh.
Yep. Oh, yes. All right. So Halloween is upon us.
The wind beneath my wing.
Yes, there's Count Fartula. He wanted to stop by and say hello. And his best buddy, Fartenstein.
Wasn't that shocking?
See?
Are they going to come with you on your vacay?
No, I'm going to leave them here.
You're going to hang out.
Yeah,
all of you.
I'm going to leave them. Yeah, no, maybe I will bring them home with me and just have them sit on my coffee table while I watch horror movies. And then every once in a while, you know, I'll just go.
What died in here?
That's right.
Just remember, open a window.
That's right. Wait, wait.
That garlic gets me every time.
You're not supposed to eat garlic, Fartula. That kills you. Garlic's not good for vampires. So,
myth. Just gives them really bad gas.
Just gives them really bad gas. Yeah, that's right. That's what we're learning. That's what we're learning from Fartula. yes, I am a professional broadcaster. So, and again, if you want to see pictures, we have a picture of Fartula and Fartenstein's monster. We put it up. When did we put it up? Day before yesterday or something?
Yeah, a couple of days ago. But if people go to the photo section of the Nick DiGiulio show on Facebook, they can see it.
Oh, okay. So go to the photo show the photo section of the Nick DiGiulio show, Facebook.com/NickDShow. So go to the photo section if you would like to see what these plush, lovely little dolls that fart look like. So there you go. So, Esmeralda, you do a good amount of cooking.
I do, yes.
Do you use any sort of tricks?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me throw a bunch of you at a bunch of them at you and see what you think.
Okay.
And we'll talk about whether or not you've ever done them or something that sounds good or weird or, you know. So this is from the website Love Food. That was my name. That was my college radio name. Yeah, Love Food. Yeah. Okay. Here is a trick for keeping herbs fresh. Do you have a trick for keeping your herbs fresh?
I don't. I just let them die. I buy a bunch and then they just dry up and I go, oh, well, there they went.
Okay, you ready? You can't get through fresh herbs before they start to fade. Chop them up, add to ice cube trays, and then pour over water, oil, melted butter, or stock until the herbs are covered, and then freeze. But don't forget to label the trays. So you could use oil or melted butter or stock, and then throw it in the freezer, and then they won't go bad. That's interesting, right? You know, don't forget to label the trays because it would be really good. It wouldn't be good if you mixed up your herbs.
Oily lemonade.
Yeah. Yeah. How about this? A way to save watermelon. Do you eat watermelon, Esmeralda?
I do, but I never buy a whole one because that's just a lot of watermelon.
Yeah, that's true. That is a lot. Even if you're living alone, if you live by yourself, there's no reason to get gigantic watermelon unless you plan on just eating watermelon for 10 hours straight. Do you have leftover watermelon? And this is the concern. Esmeralda, this might help you. You might actually now purchase more watermelon because of this little trick and hack. If you have leftover watermelon, there's no need to discard it. Simply inset a popsicle stick or wooden skewer into the rind and put the fruit, put it into the fruit and freeze for a simple cooling, waste-free snack. So you're basically going to skewer.
So I'm making watermelon popsicles.
Yeah, and stick them in the freezer. It's not bad. It's better than just sitting around having flies on them.
That is true. It's better than it just going bad.
Yeah. You're going to consume it. I wonder how many of these are going to involve the freezer.
Just throw everything in the freezer.
All right, here's your food hacks for the day. Throw it all into the freezer. Including all the canned goods. How about this? Check to see if eggs are fresh. How about that? Have you ever tried to check to see if eggs are fresh? I usually just look at the carton and see what the date is.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Oh.
They can go for weeks and be fine.
I don't know about weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard 7 days is when you should go, all right. I got to use this.
Fooey on that. I've had eggs in my fridge for weeks, and they're fine.
Really?
You're not the kind that also throws away milk because it says that date on the carton, do you?
I'm 7 days after milk, too. Like, I'll go, maybe not 7 days, but 5 days. But I never run out of milk. I mean, I never have milk. I have to buy milk.
Oh, that's right.
I have to buy. I never have leftover milk in my fridge.
Do you just have a cow in your apartment?
No, I buy two.
Like an udder,
I go like through
like a tube.
I go through at least 2 gallons of milk a week.
You have a keg of milk.
Yeah, I would love to have a keg of milk. I would. I would. Okay, here's what you do. You put them in a bowl or a pan of cool water. If they drop to the bottom, they are good to go. If they float, they're past their best. You ever try that?
I have.
Does that work for you?
Yeah, and they're usually fine.
All right. Well, if they have you tried to cook something that floated?
No, because they never do. Okay. They're always okay.
Let me know if you've ever floated one. Oh, man. All right. I'm not going to be here Friday. I don't know if Noonan's going to do Straight Out of Context, but...
mm-hmm. I will let you know.
Dan, did you ever test to see if your eggs were fresh?
Can't say that I have.
No? Never dipped your eggs in water?
Nope.
How about if you can tell, is this true, right? Can you tell the difference between a hard-boiled egg and a raw egg by spinning them, right?
Oh, yeah, because the boiled goes faster.
Yeah, the boiled, and I think the boiled doesn't wobble.
Right.
It just spins, like, you know, and the raw egg, like, wobbles all over the place because there's the loose liquid inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever seen that that game that Jimmy Fallon plays on a show called Egg Russian Roulette?
I have not.
Where they bring out a carton of eggs, and it's him and whatever guest celebrity he has, and 8 of the eggs are hard-boiled and 4 are raw, and you have to take the egg and smash it to your head.
Oh, it's just, ow.
Yeah, and it won't splatter all over you if it's
hard-boiled egg is. I mean, it hurts. I would think.
I've watched the segment many times. It's actually a really funny segment, especially you know when the raw eggs come out. We got to take a break. But yeah. So anyway, so either smash them against your head to see if they're raw or not. That might work. Hey. Okay, it's Wild Card Wednesday. That was Fly Jam Bob's request. Fly Jam Bob requested Fly Robin Fly by Silver Convention, and he would like to dedicate it to former White Sox manager Robin Ventura. Even when he doesn't call in, he's got to get a dig in to the White Sox. Dan, am I the only one who thinks it's odd that they hired Renteria? Am I the only one that thinks that's strange?
In what context? I mean,
I don't know.
There was the rumors that they were pretty much setting it up. If they fired him mid-season, that's why they brought him in as a bench coach.
But. Yeah, I know. It's just weird because, I mean, you know, he did so well on the north side. I don't know. He's probably cheap, right?
Yeah, I mean, probably. I mean, I think the contract with the Cubs just ended, so yeah, I don't think he's being paid by them now that this season's over.
Yeah. How does that feel, though, when you're Ventura and they just, yeah, we're going to hire Renteria. He's going to be your bench coach. Really?
Apparently Ventura doesn't really give a damn
about
anything.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's absolutely true. You're right. All right. Well, there you go. It's a Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah! 312-981-7200 is the phone number. And, yeah, man. We're going to be talking about the highest paid television performers and the highest paid actresses. We have, we're going to go through that. And again, here.
Smell my fear.
Ooh. Okay. I actually just took another picture of Fartenstein and Fartula. This time, close up. It's just their faces close up. They look fantastic. They look like they're buddies. All right. Okay, Esmeralda, are you ready to get back to some of these tips?
Yes.
And how many of them we can count? How many of them are going to involve the freezer? All right, cheese on toast without a grill. Cheese on toast without a grill. Make a melted cheese sandwich using a thin slice of cheese between two slim pieces of bread and cook in a wide slot toaster.
This is British.
Yeah. But it just seems...
I mean, you just make a grilled cheese.
Yeah, but if you don't want to use the grill, they're saying without the grill. But I have these things. My mom picked them up at some, I don't know, maybe it was a dollar store or something. And, you know, Esmeralda, maybe this is something that you would buy. I don't know. This could fall under the category of would Esmeralda buy that. And I got to say, these things are awesome. If you want to make a grilled cheese, but you don't want to bust out the grill, you don't want to bust out anything, you take the bread and the cheese and you stick it in this. There's this bag. It's like a grilled cheese maker bag. So you stick it into a bag. It's like a, I think it's got like, I don't know what it's got, reflectors or something that are safe. And you stick the whole thing into the toaster. And then you just wait, and when it pops up, you pull the bag off of the sandwich, and you have a grilled cheese.
Where are you putting this?
In the toaster.
In a bag.
It's an item. It's called, I don't know what they're called. I think they're called grilled cheese sacks or grilled cheese bags or something. You take the bread, you take the cheese, you put it together, you put it in the bag, and you put it in one of the slots of the toaster. And then when it pops out, you have a grilled cheese.
I would not buy that.
And then you can wash the bag.
What?
It's not made of paper. It's a material that reflects the heat and toasts the cheese.
I'll just pull a pan out.
Well, you know, it's easier to just take it's easier to throw some bread in a bag, throw it in the toaster. 2 seconds later, you have a grilled cheese and nothing to clean up, except you can rinse out the bag and use it again. It works for me, and it makes good grilled cheese. My mom got it. I don't know. She was like, it was like one of those what impulse buys. She's like, look at that. You can throw a bag and some cheese and some bread into a toaster. It'll toast the grilled cheese. Then you have a grilled cheese. And it's good. It toasts the cheese is melty. The bread is crispy. It works. And it's reusable. I got a whole like 3 packages of them at home at my place. I don't know if you can reuse it. I mean, I don't know how many times you can reuse it. I've actually tossed it after a bunch of uses, but I've reused them. If I want to have a grilled cheese, I don't want to do anything. You know, I don't want to clean anything up, and I'm a lazy bastard, and I don't want to clean anything up. Bread into a bag, into a toaster, and you're done.
I'll use a pan. I don't have a toaster.
Oh, okay.
Well, but I would use a pan. That seems insane.
Why?
Throw some bread and cheese in a bag.
And put it in a toaster and you don't clean anything up and you have a grilled cheese. What seems insane about that? I don't understand. I think it's very convenient and it tastes good and it gets the job done without having to do dishes. And any time I can not do a chore, I'll opt for that. So, I don't know what it's called, though. I can't remember the name of the item. It's in my cabinet at home.
I'm looking at some toaster bags.
That might be what it is, yeah. That could be. I guess that's what it is. It's got to be, right?
Yeah. There's also some that just say toaster bags.
Yeah.
So this one says toaster bags.
Yeah, I'm not sure what brand I have, but that's the item. And it works. I like it. Lazy-ass people will like that item, and I am a lazy-ass person. And it actually, you know, the grilled cheese or the toasted cheese, it comes out well. Comes out good. So, all right. But anyway, you can do that. That's virtually the same kind of thing that is this tip, but without the bag. That's exactly what this tip was. Or just go out and buy toaster bags. There you go. Okay, we got a break. When we come back, more food hacks. And if you've had the toaster bags, I'd like to hear from you because Esmeralda seems completely confused by the option of convenience. All right, we're going to take a break. News is next. Ooh. I wonder how many people recognize this. And you'd have to be... I would guess over 50 to recognize this, or late 40s. And it's appropriate for Halloween. Ooh, scary. Glenn requested for Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday, and it's wild. Requested Quentin's theme from Dark Shadows. Anybody? Oh, man. Dan, have you ever seen Dark Shadows?
No, I haven't.
Did you see the Tim Burton?
I did see the movie, yeah.
Did you like it?
I thought it was fine.
Yeah. I liked it. Esmeralda, what about you? Either? Have you seen...
I saw the movie.
You saw the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. The TV series, something I grew up watching when I was a little kid, it was on, and it would scare the hell out of me. And I remember I would stand, my mom says, and I kind of vaguely remember this, I would stand behind the couch and like peek out and watch it. It was a daytime soap opera that had vampires and werewolves and stuff in it. And if you watch it now, it's an absolutely terrible show. It's terrible. I mean, like, it, on every level, technically, writing, acting, everything about it is absolutely horrible. But I watched it like a maniac when I was a kid, and because it had vampires and stuff on it. And I remember, you know, like at the age of four or something, standing behind the couch, like peering out because I was scared of Barnabas Collins. He was the vampire on the show, Barnabas Collins. That's the character that Johnny Depp plays in the movie. And, so I'd, like, freak out and, like, stand behind the couch. My mom would be like, I'll turn it off if you want. And I'd be like, no, 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 don't turn it off. And then I'd hide behind the couch and watch it. And I remember they made two movies, The House of Dark Shadows, and there was another one, too, and I can't remember what the title of it was, The Dark Shadows with a in the Face. I don't know.
No, wait, how old were you?
Four.
Okay.
When I was watching the TV.
Okay, because I'm thinking of the progression. So 4 years later, then you saw The Exorcist.
Yes, 4 years later, I saw The Exorcist. See, that's really terrifying, actually, to put it in that perspective. I'm a four-year-old hiding behind the couch because I'm scared of a really bad daytime soap opera. And 4 years later, I'm watching The Exorcist. Yeah. But anyway, that Quentin's theme actually got played on the radio, that song. And the Dark Shadows theme is actually cool. Dan, can you find the theme, the TV theme for Dark Shadows? The theme is really cool. The music is cool. But I remember seeing House of Dark Shadows at the theater, and I was probably seven for that one. I don't know what year it came out, The House of Dark Shadows. I remember we went to go see it at the Chicago Theater, downtown in the Loop. Went to see it at the Chicago Theater, and I completely freaked out. Like I was so terrified because there's a scene in the movie where Barnabas Collins, played by the actor Jonathan Frid, Barnabas Collins, who was the vampire, started aging rapidly. There was this sequence in the movie where he like goes from like whatever age he was in his 40s or whatever to like 160. And he kept aging and getting older and scarier looking. And I remember, like, hiding under my seat during that scene. Like, it was seared into my mind as, like, a 6 or 7 year old kid when I saw that movie. It scared the hell out of me. I mean, that sequence in particular scared the hell out of me. Then I watched the movie when I was in my 20s when it was on cable. And I'm like, how in God's name was I scared of this? And then it was on cable not too long ago, maybe 5 years ago. I watched it again and I just sat and laughed. But cut to me as a 6 or 7 year old in that theater, Chicago Theater, I was like on the verge of tears and I was hiding because Jonathan Frid got old. Do we have the theme? Here we go. That brings back so many memories, man. Yeah. And you know that there's a huge fan base for this show, for Dark Shadows. There really is. There are people who love this show. You know, I interviewed years ago the author of a book about Dark Shadows and, you know, discovered that they have, like, conventions and stuff. I guess I shouldn't be surprised by it. But to go back and watch, because I can't remember what channel started showing them again, maybe 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago. I'm trying to remember what channel it was. Maybe it was it might have been Sci-Fi or something like that. But they started showing Dark Shadows. They had marathons, and they would show it all the time. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll watch Dark Shadows. I haven't seen it in such a long time. And I'd sit in front of the TV and watch it and go, "The people would, like, knock stuff over on the set, and they wouldn't cut it. They wouldn't change it. They didn't refilm it. Like they're dropping props. They forget lines. At one point, I remember one time I'm watching it. The camera like swung over, and you could see the end of the set and the crew, and they didn't do anything about it. They just moved the camera back. Really terrible. Dan Curtis was responsible for that show. Dan Curtis, man, he was like big TV horror guy. Dan Curtis. Dan Curtis made Trilogy of Terror. He's the guy who made you get Esmeralda. Have you ever seen Trilogy of Terror with the little voodoo doll chasing Karen Black around?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, man. That movie rules. Look up Trilogy of Terror. It's got three different stories, hence the title. They all star Karen Black in different roles, and they were written and directed by Dan Curtis, who was like the king of television horror and the creator of Dark Shadows. And the first two are terrible. The first two stories in Trilogy of Terror are awful. The third one with the crazy voodoo doll going and chasing Karen Black around the house with a butcher knife is fantastic. Dan, you've seen Trilogy of Terror, right?
I have seen Trilogy of Terror. Quick note, Texas are letting you know the second movie was Night of Dark Shadows.
Night of Dark Shadows, okay. So House of Dark Shadows is the one where he gets old. I think. Yeah, no, it is. I'll never forget it. It's House of Dark Shadows. That's the one that I was. Can you look up the year of that movie? Because whatever that year was, that's how old it was when I saw it, and it scared the hell out of me. Like, really terrified me. You know, like, oh, God, Barnabas is turning old.
71.
Okay, I was six. So I was 6 years old when I saw that movie. Hey, by the way, 2 years later, I saw The Exorcist. All right, we're getting some texts here. Hey, Glenn, by the way, thank you for Quentin's theme from Dark Shadows. That was on Wild Card Wednesday. All right, 815 area code says, eggs are good up to a month after the expiration date, and actually it's not the expiration date on the carton, it's the sell date. As long as you keep them refrigerated and don't let them set out for long periods of time during warm weather, because that's when bacteria gets into eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 606 area code says, you don't need to spin the eggs. A fresh egg will stand on end. A boiled egg will not. What you're supposed to do is put it in a pile of salt. Like you make a little pyramid of salt.
All right, well, that sounds like a waste of salt.
And then you put, I don't do it, but I've seen it done. Where you put you blow the salt away and the egg will stand up on its own.
Yeah, I'll just use water.
Yeah. Or my reason, you know, I don't use water because I throw them out after the expiration date, so I don't use water. But I don't eat a ton of eggs, so that's another thing. Rich says, if you put the grilled cheese in the toaster, how do you prevent the cheese from falling off into the toaster? I put mine in the microwave. You get the toaster bags. That's what you do. How many times do I have to explain myself?
Oh, and the way that from the thing, you have to put the toaster sideways.
What? From what?
For the hack.
Oh, yeah, you got to put the toaster. Thing. Yeah, you got to tip the toaster over sideways in order for the cheese not to drip all over the. Boy, what a nightmare that would be. Cheese dripping all over those hot coils. Oh, imagine the smell of that. Trying to clean that out. You'd have to resort to a screwdriver like a normal person would while it's plugged in. All right, I have one more here. This one I think is pretty cool, and I've never tried it. Esmeralda, maybe you have. I don't know. Do you ever grill out? Do you ever barbecue? Do you have a Weber?
I don't, but I know people.
Okay. You can clean a barbecue without chemicals. Who needs cleaning spray when half an onion will do just as well to get cooked sticky bits of food off of a hot grill? Cut an onion in half through the middle, and then rub the grill with the onion's flat side. Dan, why don't you convince your wife that that's the way to clean the grill?
You know, it's funny. She was looking over my shoulder as I was working on this earlier tonight, Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And she says, what's that about an onion and a grill? And I'm like, look. And she's just like, do you really think you should be saying look? Because I'm going to make you do that.
Now, did she hear or did she know that you talked about the grill cleaning bit here?
I did not mention it prior.
That sounds like a good idea, though. Just get an onion, cut it in half, scrub it on the. That's great.
Anytime we're out of foil, that's the next thing I'll do.
Yeah. There you go. See, that's what you're going to do. You're going to rub an onion on your George Foreman. All right, well, we got to take a break. We got more food hacks coming up here. And if you've got any, 312-981-7200 food tricks or anything like that, give us a call. 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. 312 area code requested Chicago's song here. He thought about it because his son is in college now. He's a freshman. And the 312 area code requester was a freshman when the song debuted. Yeah, man. Little Chicago. Yeah. All right. Hi. Welcome back, everybody. We're doing food tricks or food hacks, if you've got any. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. During the break, Dan, I messaged a picture of old Barnabas from House of Dark Shadows to Esmeralda. So that's what scared the hell out of me when I was six, Esmeralda. It's scary for a six-year-old. It is. So. Okay. All right, you ready for the next one? This is a good one, too. So the onion one so far might be my favorite. The onion on the grill. How about this? Cutting cake cleanly. Don't bother with a knife. Cake tends to stick to the blade when slicing. Use unscented dental floss instead for a clean cut every time. And it works like cheese wire on soft cheese, too. And I would also imagine that you shouldn't use waxed dental floss. Do they still make waxed dental floss? Remember waxed? Because I know you got the minty flavored. You got flavored dental floss. But they used to have waxed dental floss. It was like covered in wax. So that sounds like an option, Esmeralda. Don't you think? Get a little dental floss so you can have a nice clean cake cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems good.
How about don't discard day-old bread? If a day-old crusty loaf is going stale, sprinkle water on it and put it in a hot oven for a few minutes to soften. I think we all knew that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And do you have a pestle and mortar?
I do not.
Well, all you have to do is, according to this, use a plastic bag and a rolling pin to crush the ingredients.
Okay. You all right?
Okay. If you have a food processor, it's even better.
Right.
So, yeah, do you have a Cuisinart, Esmeralda?
I do.
Oh, they're so good.
And I also have a magic bullet.
Oh, that's, yeah, you got the magic bullet. And that's the best infomercial ever because it's got the old lady with the shower cap and the cigarette.
Oh.
You remember? She's like in the kitchen watching the demonstration. She's like, she's got like a house coat on and shower boy house coat. What am I, 103? Put on your house coat, honey. A robe for most people. House coat. Let's see. Hey, would you like to extend the life of avocados? Esmeralda, I'm assuming you like avocados.
I do. I usually eat them completely.
Yeah.
Within 10 minutes.
Okay, well, once they're ripe, stop avocados turning to mush by storing them on a fridge shelf. This trick can give your avocados an extra 4 days' grace.
Oh, okay.
Put them
in the
fridge.
Once you cut them.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Once you cut them, you can't do it. Well, you can't do anything once you cut them, really. I mean, if you can cover it with lemon. You squeeze lemon
yeah.
all over it.
They say if you leave, like if you make guac and you leave the pit, it's supposed to work,
yeah.
But I've never.
Tried. That whenever I make guac, I do the same thing, and I leave the pit in.
Again, I eat it so fast.
Yeah. Let's see. Fashion an all-in-one condiment holder. Do you have limited table space? Don't bother with lots of bottles. Instead, squeeze your different sauces into the different section of a mini muffin or cupcake tin. And place it in the middle of the table. It's ideal for al fresco dining. Well, that's when you're having, like, friends over and stuff, and you don't want to have 47 bottles on the table.
So you squeeze everything into a muffin tin?
Yeah, why not? Don't you care about your guests' comfort? Here's Dan on WGN. Hey, Dan.
Yes, hello. How you doing?
All right.
I like to make rice pizza.
Rice pizza?
Right. You put an egg with the rice, cooked rice, and bake it in the oven till it's firm.
Okay.
And then place your pizza toppings on, and you're good to go.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes sense. It sounds like that would work.
It's hearty, and it's delicious.
Okay. All right. So you're basically making a rice dough for the pizza.
Right. That would be the crust, yeah.
All right, cool. All right, Dan, thanks.
Very good.
All right. Thanks. There you go. A little, some eggs, some rice, oven, put your toppings on, go nuts. Okay. How about fuss-free peeled garlic? Now, have you ever tried this trick, Esmerilla? Because I have. Here's what it is. Cut your fingers finely slicing garlic. Separate garlic cloves. Then shake them energetically inside two metal or enamel bowls held together, and the skin just falls away.
Oh, I haven't tried that.
It's great. It absolutely works. It absolutely works. Two bowls, just put the garlic in there and shake the hell out of it. You take the bowls apart, skin is gone. Peeling garlic is a pain in the ass, and cutting garlic is too, because it sticks to everything. You get really sticky, then you smell like garlic.
You know, you do. Mm. When you're chopping it, you pour a little salt.
A little salt? Well, you're going to put...
And as you're chopping it, it won't stick as much.
No, that's true. That's a good idea. And you're eventually going to put salt, because every time you use garlic, you're going to use salt.
Oh, for sure.
So, that's good. But that seriously does work if you want to peel the garlic. Like if you're going to roast it or something. Or, no, if you're going to roast it, you're going to leave it in the clove. Cut it, you know, cut it in half and roast it that way. Is that how you ever roast garlic?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You cut the clove in half and you put olive oil and salt and stuff on it. Boom, stick it in the oven. Oh, roasted garlic. Oh. Not for him, though.
That garlic gets me every time.
How did that happen? Because it's random. It's random. You never know what Fartula's going to say. I'm telling you, it's because I saw The Exorcist last night. Some crazy stuff is happening.
They're giving you good bits.
That's
like
right.
They're working your bits.
That's right. Pazuzu the demon is giving me good bits. I didn't tell you this. I told Dan this in the car ride. Check this out. When I went down to introduce the movie last night for my screening of The Exorcist, I get down in front of the audience, and I start talking, and all of a sudden the lights flicker in the theater. And I was like, all right, that's it. And everybody, and it's a packed house, and everybody in the theater was like, oh. People started freaking out, man. Though Vic was there. He's not in his seat right now. But Vic was there, and it like the light started to flicker, and everybody was like, everybody in the room went, okay. Because I don't know, Esmeralda, if you know, that there were a lot of weird and scary things that happened on the set of that movie.
I did hear about that.
Like really weird, weird stuff. Like sets burning down when no one was there. There was death.
Yeah.
People, cast members died. Yeah. Stuff would move by itself. Lights would fall. Vic, how about it, right? The lights started flickering in the theater.
They definitely were.
And I was like, I don't
several times.
I think we're done, man. I think I need to go home right now. That added to the fun, though. I thought that was cool, man.
It was perfect timing.
Yeah, but then I found out it was the dude up in the booth messing around. I found out, like, but he did it for, like during the whole first five minutes of my intro. And then I'm like, is that somebody in the booth messing around up there in the projection booth? And he just flipped the lights up. So I was like, okay. All right, we got a break. News, oh my God, in 4 seconds.
For a man like me, that's why I order two or three. Let me give you a tip, just try a nacho chip. It's really good with bean dip. I eat uno, dos, tres, cuatro burritos. Pretty soon I can't fit in my Cheetos, but I hope they feed.
It's a the man is a damn genius. 773 area code for Wild Card Wednesday. Requested Taco Grande by Weird Al Yankovic. How you doing? It's Wednesday, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 on Wednesday morning. We're talking about food tricks and hacks that you can use to make your adventures in the kitchen easier and more convenient. And also, we're going to get into the highest paid television personalities at this time. So here are some more little tricks and hacks. And if you want to jump in with yours, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200. How about this, Esmeralda? Do you prefer your ice cubes crystal clear rather than cloudy?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you know how to do that every time?
Nope.
It says here that you should boil the water before adding it to the ice cube trays, but I always fill my ice cubes with hot water, just from the tap. Let it get really, really hot and fill it. I don't think you need to go to the trouble of boiling. But if you use very hot water when you're making ice cubes, it'll be clear, if that's the thing, you know. So, I mean, it's not really a big thing. I don't have company over, so I don't care what my ice cubes look like. But if you don't want them cloudy and you want them to look clear, you got to use hot water. And they say boil, but I think that's a little excessive. Just let the water get really hot on your tap. So, you going to try that one, Esmeralda?
I've never thought to pour hot water in the ice cube tray.
Why?
I don't know, because if it's cold...
It'll freeze faster.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's true, obviously. That would be true, I would think. So, like, if you're in a need, if you have an immediate need for ice, don't do that. But if you just want to see the ice cubes be nice and clear, do that. Get more juice from citrus fruits. Now, you got to know this one, right?
What's that?
I microwave them, throw them in the microwave for like 10 seconds.
Oh.
And roll them before you cut them?
Yeah, I just roll them.
And if you want, but you can get a lot of juice out of them. If you've got a particularly, let's say if you've got like a lime or something and it's a little bit harder than you would like, microwave it for like 15 seconds.
Hmm.
Yeah. Get the most from your condiments. You know that there's a little bit left in the bottle and you can't squeeze it out. Let the sauce drain to the opposite. Let the sauce drain to the end opposite the cap, and then carefully cut open the bottle with scissors or a sharp knife and scrape out the remainder. I don't know about that. Do you really need that last bit of ketchup?
Let's turn it upside down.
Yeah. I guess that works. How about, did you know this? How to tell if fish is fresh?
Smell, and then something about them gills.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to smell.
Or their eyeballs are clear, I think.
And then this just says put it in a bowl of water, and if it floats, it's fresh. And I don't know. I mean,
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either. But does that work for fillets? Let's say will a fillet float?
I'd go with the smell test.
Yeah. Well, the smell test is, I mean, you got to do that.
Yeah.
Get the most from your roast. Cooking a joint of meat? A joint of meat? Do they mean with bone in it? What is a joint of meat? What, did Spike Lee write this? Remove it from the fridge half an hour before cooking. Meat prepared at room temperature cooks much more evenly. Come on, now that's known. That's already known. When you're making a steak, take it out and make it at room temperature. Come on! What kind of a tip is that? What kind of trick is that? I'm now getting angry. Cutting ketchup bottles open and letting us all know the obvious that your steak should be at room temperature when you make it and a roast should be at room temperature when you make it. What, a first time ever in a kitchen? All right. How about this? Stop the salt shaker from clogging up. You ever try this, Esmeralda? Add rice to the salt. Add a few grains of rice.
I've seen it at diners.
Yeah. I've never tried it, but I too have seen it. And the rice absorbs moisture. That's why you stick your cell phone in rice if you drop it in the toilet. Well, or just get it wet. Don't necessarily have... It's not specifically for dropping it in the toilet. Rice doesn't specifically work only on toilet water. all right. Make fried eggs more interesting. Oh! Oh! You want to impress that little someone in your life? Put heat-proof cookie cutters of any shape, hearts, animals, and so on, into a frying pan, crack an egg in for a cute and quirky breakfast. No cutters on hand? Use a thick ring of onion for the perfect round. So if you want, that's actually not a bad idea. If you want the perfect round egg, that's kind of cool. You're frying an egg and it's perfectly round.
That's probably good for if you want to make a McDonald's.
Yeah, if you want to do the sandwich, but you got to break the yolk if you're making a sandwich. You know, we used to get in trouble if we didn't break the yolk. Because, you know, when you would make like an Egg McMuffin, they had this tray. It was like with a handle and six metal rings attached to it, six separate metal rings, and then a big metal lid that would go on top of it. So you'd crack six eggs in there and you'd have to break the yolks. Because if you didn't break the yolks, someone sitting out in the lobby takes a bite into the Egg McMuffin and hot yolk shoots all over the place, then there's a lawsuit. So that's why you have to break the yolk. That was a big thing. I remember one time I purposely didn't because I knew the jerk that was ordering the special Egg McMuffin. So I didn't break the yolk because I knew the jerk in the lobby who ordered it special.
Did you guys eat them?
Did we eat what?
Like, would you guys make breakfast sandwiches and not break it? Like, for yourselves?
No.
Because, I mean, they're just eggs.
No, I know, but...
I fried an egg before.
No, I know that, but, like, the idea is... I know, me too. But one of the laws, you could go to jail working the grill at McDonald's if you didn't break the yolks. But one of the rules was you had to break the yolk because they didn't want people to... It's convenient. People are eating it in the car.
No, I get that, but, like, for yourself.
No, I never did.
It would be nice.
Yeah. No, I never did. I would follow the rules whenever I... But, and most of the time, though, I would just, like, eat the stuff that's already in the bin because we would purposely... like, right before breakfast went to lunch, we would load up the bin with... we would load up the bin with Egg McMuffins. Just so that, you know, like after, because they're supposed to be tossed and then, you know, you start on the lunch hour, we would load them up so that we could eat like 2-3 Egg McMuffins before the lunch. And I can't tell you the number of times the store that I worked at Irving and Major, Irving Park and Major, right between Central and Austin. That's the one I worked at for like 5 years or so, 5-6 years. I can't tell you the number the amount of food we would make at 10 to 11. Just so at the end of the night we had sacks of food, and then we had sacks of food that was left over, like literally bags and bags of Quarter Pounders and Big Macs, cheeseburgers and nuggets and stuff, and then we'd go to the Forest Preserve and we'd drink beer and we'd eat McDonald's.
You didn't have to put into you didn't have to sneak them out as that guy.
No, I did not have to put nuggets up my butt. No. Like our dummy winner from last week did. And frozen nuggets, too. And what an elaborate plan, Esmeralda, huh? Wasn't that... It was one of the most elaborate plans, one of the most uncomfortable, elaborate, and complicated plans to steal McNuggets that has ever been accomplished.
Do you think he sold them to people? Like, what is he doing with them?
He sold black market nuggets. They're fresh from my butt. All right, we have to break. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday continues. 312-981-7200. Any artist, any song, anything. 630 area code requested the band Da. That's their song, Next to Nothing. Don't know Da. Okay. All right. Just a couple of quick texts, and we're going to move on to the highest paid performers on TV. Get to that list and discuss that. But 2724 area code says, hi, I'm listening to you guys from Pennsylvania. They now make cake knives that look like a hacksaw, but only with thin stainless steel wire. So they've got those kind of smooth cake cutting knives. Carol says, hey, Nick, rubbing your hands on stainless steel removes the garlic odor from your hands. They make stainless steel eggs just for this purpose. Enjoy your show. So you've got like an egg-shaped piece of stainless steel. You rub your hands on that, and that gets rid of the garlic smell.
Or use vinegar.
Yeah,
and then you just rinse with water, and it goes away. Like, even the vinegar smell.
Yeah, I've not...
Or no, wait, that's bleach.
Yeah,
never mind.
No. No, I actually do lemon. I would do lemon and do that and then just wash my hands with soap.
Well, aren't you fancy?
But it's no fancy. It's a lemon. my thing about it, it's not really the smell of garlic when you're chopping it that bothers me, that my fingers smell like that. It'll go away eventually. And I happen to love the smell of garlic. It's not the most pleasant smell for, you know, friends or loved ones to smell on you. But I happen to love the smell of garlic. But it's the stickiness when you're chopping garlic. That's the thing that makes me nuts.
Yeah.
You know? Jerk garlic. All right, 630 area code. To quickly pit cherries, put the stem in an old bottle and push from the other side with a chopstick. They recommend this for strawberries on the list. Okay, so you can strawberries if you want to. Do that. Get a chopstick. Plump. Dave says hot water actually freezes because the water is less dense. Mmm. Oh. All right. Well, there you go. If you want to see the entire list, we didn't get to everything. But if you want to see the entire list of these fun food tricks and hacks, it's on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow.